Today's shiur is Masechta Tainus, Daf Chav Tes. We will begin on Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah that in Shivas B'Tamiz, Hemet Tzelem B'Heichel. The Heichel was put, a Tzelem, and Avodah Zarah was put into the Heichel. Ask the Gemara, Minola, how do we know? Answers the Gemara, the Ksiv, there's a Pasuk in Daniel. Ome'eis Husar HaTamid, from when the Tamid was abolished, which we learned yesterday was in Shabbos B'Tamiz, Losa Shokit Shuman, a disgusting image was put in its place. Asked the Gemara of Chad Hava, was there only one Avodah Zarah put into the Beis HaMikdash? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, the Akaf Shukutzeya Mishoimam, on the wings of their Avodah Zarah, Shukutzim is Lashon Rabim. So how do we say there was only one Avodah Zarah? Amar Rava, so responds Rava, Trei Hava, indeed there were two Avodah Zarahs, V'nofel Chad al Chavrei, and one Avodah Zarah fell on the other Avodah Zarah, V'tavr Leil Yodei, breaking its arm, V'shtakach Tav Ksiv, and on that Avodah Zarah, and the Rishonim have a Machloikis, where this statement that we're going to learn was placed, was it on the broken Avodah Zarah where the statement was written, or was it on the Avodah Zarah that was whole, that was breaking the other Avodah Zarah? Antet Tzavis L'Cheruvei Beisa, you want to destroy HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Beis HaMikdash, Yotcha Ashlim Islei, and your hand is broken off. So now the Gemara understands, we can understand, there were actually two Avodah Zarahs, but only one was whole, one was broken. So when the Mishnah says that there was only one Avodah Zarah, there's only one whole Avodah Zarah. We learned in the Mishnah, B'Tishvav Nigzal V'Seinu Sheyichnasul Aretz. Tishvav was the date that our forefathers were decreed that they may not enter Eretz Yisrael. Manolam, ask the Gemara, how do we know this? The Ksiv. And what actually the Gemara is going to do is the Gemara goes through the entire history, the chronology of what happened with Klai Yisrael in the Midbar up to when the Meraglim went and came back, that caused that we should be decreed that we may not, that the Dor HaMidbar should not be allowed to enter Eretz Yisrael. It says, V'hi b'chodesh rishon b'shana ha'sheinis, b'echel l'chodesh hukam ha'mishkan. First, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Mishkan was erected. V'amar mar, so the Gemara explains what happened. Shana rishon ha'asam ma'ishas ha'mishkan. During the first year after Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Moshe erected the Mishnah, built the Mishkan. Shnia, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the second year, Hikim Moshe es Mishkan, the Shiluch Meraglim. That all happened in the second year. As the Pasuk says, V'hi b'shana ha'sheinis, b'esr b'chodesh ha'sheini, it's 20 days in year, b'es b'chodesh, nala onam al Mishkan edis, the onan goes up from the Mishkan, and we know that when the onan went up from the Mishkan, that was the sign that it's time to move. They traveled from Har Sinai a trip of 3 days. That was the day when they began rebelling against Hashem. And we all remember the Rashi in Chumash. The Pasuk says, V'yisu mihar. It's like it says, Maher. Ketinik habayreach, the Beis HaSefer. They ran away from Har Sinai. And what happened was the Safsus Asheber Kiboy his Avu Sava. They desired meat. The Yeshuva Vivka Gabne Israel, and they cried out for meat. Viksiv at Chaydishamim. So in response to that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Slav. Davle Esmetata B'Shivin. Let's understand. On the 20th day is when they traveled for 3 days. It's 21, 22 in Ir. Then for a month, the Pasuk says, the Slav came down, which takes us to 22 days in Sivan. The Ksiv, and then it says, the story of Miriam with the Lashon Hara, and she became a Tzaras. And the Pasuk says, V'tisaga Miriam Shivas Yamim, that Miriam was confined for 7 days because she was a Mitzayra. And in her honor, everything stayed put. So that takes us from 22 days in Sivan to 29 days in Sivan, 7 days. Davalei Esrim V'teisha B'Sivan. So now we're up to 29 days in Sivan. V'ksiv, on that day, It says Shlach Lecha Anoshim. Moshe Rabbeinu sent the Meraglim. The Tanya, and as the Brisa says, the Tisha B'Sivin Tanya B'Esen V'Tisha B'Sivin Shalach Moshe Meraglim. The day the Meraglim was sent was 29 days in Sivin. The Ksiv, and the Pasuk says, and we all know this, V'Yishuva Mesura Oretz Miketz Aboim Yoim. The Meraglim were in Eretz Yisrael for 40 days. Ask the Gemara, if we're saying that the Meraglim left the Midbar on 29 days in Sivan and were away for 40 days, and we say that the 40 days ended on Tisha B'Av, ask the Gemara, Hani Aboim Yoim Nechi Chad Hava. Tisha B'Av is not 40 days after 29 days in Sivan. Tisha B'Av is 39 days. Because let's make the calculation. Sivan is a month that's a mole. So we have 2 days of Sivan. It's 29 and 30. Tammuz is a month that's chaser. It's 29 plus 2 is 31. And Tisha B'Av is only 8 days later. So it's 39 days. And we say it's 40 days. Answers the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Tammuz that he shat the Malim El Yua. Although generally Tammuz is only a 29-day month, that year was 30 days, and that's why how day 40 comes out on Tisha B'Av. The Ksif, Karolei Moed, Lishba B'churei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu added a Moed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu added an extra day Rosh Chodesh that brought, and then the B'churim, the exceptional people, Klai Yisrael, were broken because of them accepting what the Meraglim said. The Ksif, so the Meraglim returned, and it said, V'tisikol Eidav Yitnos Kola, they all cry, V'yifka Om B'layla Hu. Om Rava Om Rav Yonason. Oysa Yoyim Erev Tisha B'Av Hayu. That was the eve of Tisha B'Av. Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atem B'chis B'chis Shalchinam. You cried for no good reason. You should have accepted when I told you I'm taking you to Tisrael, that it's a good land, and you'll be able to get in. V'ani Koyva Lechem B'chil Adaris. That's why Tisha B'Av was established as the day of Jewish tragedy. Continues the Gemara. Charav Abayis Prishayin, the first base of Mikdash was destroyed in Tisha B'Av. The Ksiv, because the Pasuk says in Melochim, of a Chodesh Hashvi B'Shiva L'Chodesh, in Chodesh Av, 7 days in the month, Hishnas Chasrei L'Melech Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel, it was in the 19th year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Bar Nevuzer Adam, Rav Tabacha Nevuzer Adam, the chief henchman, so to speak, of Nebuchadnezzar, Eved Melech Bavel, he was the servant of Melech Bavel. Yerushalayim, he came to Yerushalayim. Yisrov Esbeis Hashem. So here the Pasuk says it happened on the seventh day in the month. The Ksiv, there's another Pasuk in Yirmiyah, U'b'chaydish Hashmi B'esel L'chaydish, on the tenth day in the month, Hishnat Shasu Shonel Melech Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel, Bar Nevuzaradan, Rav HaTabachim, Omer Lefnei Melech Bavel Yerushalayim. So it says it happened on the tenth day. So the Brisa brings up this question. But Tanya, Yevshalayim B'Shiva, we can't say it happened on the seventh day in Av, Shrekhan Nem Basar, it says it happened on the tenth day in Av. Yevshalayim B'Esar, we can't say it took place on the tenth day in Av, Shrekhan Nem B'Shiva, it says it took place on the seventh day in Av. Hokkait said, how do we reconcile these two psukim? We must say, Nichnasu Nochrim Lahechel, the Goyim entered the Beis HaMikdash, V'achlu V'kilkul Boy, and they misbehaved, they acted in an abusive manner. Shvi Shmini, on the seventh day and eighth day of Av, v'chi somach hashecha, on the ninth day of Av, close to the evening, hitzisubas or, they ignited a fire, v'yidoylech v'hoylech kol yom kula, and then it burnt all of the tenth of Av. Shnama, as the Pasuk says, oy lanu kipon hayom, kitznotot tzlolei erev. As the night approaches, that's when the fire was lit. So most of the Beis HaMikdash was actually burnt on the ninth, on the tenth of Av. Behind the Rabbi Yochanan, Elamale Yisi Bay Sidar, had I been in the generation when Tisha B'Av was established, I wouldn't have said that the fast day should be on 9 days of Lekavat of Elabas Siri. I would have said that we should fast on the tenth of Av. Neshiruba Shalhecho by Nisra, because that was the day that most of the Beis HaMikdash was burnt. Vrabbonim that established that we should fast on Tisha B'Av, why? We follow when the tzoros began. And since the burning began on 9 days in Av, that's why they say the fast day should be 9 days in Av. So Mefarshim discuss a number of points. First of all, the Michas Chinuch asks, how do we understand Rabbi Yochanan? He was going to disagree with Chazal. Chazal said that we should fast on 9 days in Av, and he's going to say we should fast on a different day. So Michas Chinuch answers, we actually said this concept in the previous year. Because yesterday we learned that in the first base of Mikdash, the walls were breached on 9 days in Tammuz. In the second base of Mikdash, the walls were breached 17 days in Tammuz. So we asked, if 9 days in Tammuz were already established as a fast day, so how could they change it to Shavuos B'Tammuz? So Michas Chinuch says, what Yirmiyahu HaNavi, who established the fast days, did, is he didn't say there's a specific day in the month that we have to fast. He said that in the month of Tammuz we have to fast to commemorate the breaching of the wall. In the month of Av we have to fast to commemorate the burning of the Beis HaMikdash. He never established a specific day. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan says, I think that the 10th of Av is a more appropriate day. What is the basis of the Machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and the Rabbanan? So our Samech says a very nice explanation. The Pasuk says, Uvorba Pritzim, the pagans entered the Beis HaMikdash, V'chilaluho, they desecrated it. So the Rabbanan hold that once they entered the Beis HaMikdash and lit the fire, it was no longer a Beis HaMikdash. So to the 10th of Av, it wasn't a Beis HaMikdash burning, it was stones and wood burning. So we commemorate when the Beis HaMikdash was desecrated, not when it was burning, because what was burning was just wood and stone and an edifice. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash never goes away. So even though they started burning the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha remains. And since most of the Kedusha was burnt on 10th Av, he feels that the 10th of Av is the more appropriate day for the fast. There was no burning those days. There was no burning. They were abusing it, but they weren't burning. Burning is when it loses the Kedusha.
Kedusha remains till the burning.
Right. Now, there's an interesting Shaila that the Mefarshim ask. There's a Gemara Masecht Baba Kama. The Gemara, famous Gemara, says, Isha Mishem Chitzov. Let's say I ignite a fire in my property. In my property, I could do what I want. And that fire goes and travels to someone else's property. The halach is isha mishum chitzov, and it's considered that I did damage because I lit the fire. Who's the man, the omer, that says isha mishum chitzov, that's considered that I'm a mazik? Rabbi Yochanan. So we see that Rabbi Yochanan follows the person who lights the fire. So if Masecht Baba Kama, Rabbi Yochanan's the man, the omer, that follows the one that lit the fire. And here he's not the one that goes after the one that lights the fire. So pshat that I saw Pidrush is that you can't compare the fire that a human lights to this fire. When a human lights a fire, once I light the fire, it's out of my control. However, by the Beis HaMikdash, the fire was lit as a decree of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have undone that anytime he wants. So therefore, you can't compare a human fire to the fire that burnt the Beis HaMikdash. That's a Pidrush. But Avni Nezer says a very nice teretz. He says like this. Let's say, Rachman Al-Slan, we shouldn't know from this, somebody gets ill. He gets ill on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. And he passes away 2-3 weeks later. When do we sit Shiva? Do we say we go back to when he got sick? Or do we say we follow the day he died? We certainly follow the day he died. Here too, says Avni Nezer, certainly when the fire is lit is when the mazik began. But certainly we have to look at the result. Rabbi Yochanan says the result is that most of the Beis HaMikdash was burnt on Yud Ba'av, and that's why he feels that Yud Ba'av should be the day that we should fast. And even though we, as the Gemara says, don't fast on Tisha B'Av, we all know the Lahalocha, Tisha B'Av, that Yud Ba'av is still considered somewhat of a day of Tzar. The Halocha is that until Yud Ba'av by Chatzos, under normal circumstances, we'll discuss exceptions, we don't do laundry, we don't take a haircut, we don't listen to music, or because of what the Gemara says, that Yud Ba'av is still certainly a day of mourning. However, there's some halachas that I saw, chidushim. These halachas we all know. One chidush I saw is that during the 9 days, if there's a siyum, we could eat meat. Most places can hold the same halacha would apply on the ninth of ninth Ba'av going into 10. If matzah tishah of a siyum is made, you could eat meat. But then I saw some interesting piskei halacha. One psak I saw from the Sefer Shalos Tshuvos Torah Lishma. Let's say someone forgot or whatever and ended up eating on Tisha B'Av. So the halacha is as follows. If he realized that he ate before Chatzos, he should just not eat the rest of the day. If it's after Chatzos, he has to make it up. What day should he make it up? Yud B'Av. Since Yud B'Av anyway has these issues that we just learned that it was a day of tragedy, it's the most appropriate day to use as a makeup. Another psak that I saw from the Shoilim Eishev. The Paiskim discuss, I remember hearing this from my Rebbe, Reb Tovi Goldstein, he said in the name of Reb Moshe, that on a fast day, on the most fast days, even if a person usually waits Matzoi Shabbos for Rabbeinu Tam's man, 72 minutes, on most fast days, he says, you could be makeup. Why can we be makeup? Because a fast is anyway only with the Rabbanim. So the question is on Tisha B'Av, it's also only the Rabbanim. Maybe it has more chumras than a regular fast day, but Tisha B'Av is on the Rabbanim. Says the Shoilim Eishev, that on Tisha B'Av we should be machmir. So most people assume, yeah, because Tisha B'Av is very chumr. Says the Shoilim Eishev, no. Because since Yud B'Av is really a fast day anyway, or it should have been some say of tragedy, so we should wait at least till we know it's certainly Yud B'Av, till we eat. And we should take a more chumr de gizman. Then I saw from the Shor HaMetzion Ba'alocha, an interesting halacha l'maisa. There's a famous shaila, should not be negated to any of us, that if someone's parent passes away, we hold a yard site. So what's the yard site that we hold? The day that the parent passed away. But there's a big shaila in the Poskim, in the first year, what day do we follow? Do we follow, like every year, the Yom HaMisa, the day that he passed away? Or do we follow the Yoyim HaKvura? It's a big shaila in the Paiskim. Says the Shor HaMetzion Ba'alocha, from Al Gemara we have a raya that we should follow the day that they passed away. Because what is Al Gemara? Why do we hold a yard site? We hold a yard site because the yard site is Yoyim Peronis. It's the day that something terrible happened to us. We lost a relative. And Al Gemara says that what do we follow? Eschalta the Peronis, when the Tzaris began. When did the Tzaris began? Not when they were buried. The Tzaris began when they passed away. And therefore, says the Shor HaMetzion Ba'alocha, that even the first year, we shouldn't hold the Yoyim HaKvura. It comes up a lot, especially when people are taken to, when the Torah are taken to Eretz Yisrael. So usually Yoyim HaKvura is not the Yoyim HaMisa. We should follow even that year, he says, the Yoyim HaMisa. It shouldn't be Negeya. Continues the Gemara. Ubishniyim and Olam. How do we know that in the second base of Migdash, the same thing, Tisha B'Av was the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The Tanya, we know, Megalgal Zchus L'Yom Zakai, good things happen on good days, V'choyv L'Yom Chayiv. And bad things happen on bad days, and Tisha B'Av, as we've learned already, plenty of very bad things happen. Amru, Chazal taught us, Shachar Beis HaMikdash, Rishayna, when the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Oysu Yom Erev Tisha B'Av Haya, as we learned, it happened on the eve of Tisha B'Av, Matzei Shabbos Haya, in the year the Beis HaMikdash Rishon was destroyed, it was a Matzoi Shabbos. Matzoi Shviyas Ha'isa. It was the year after Shemitah year. U'mishmata Shal Yoyarav Ha'isa. It was the week that Yoyarav's Mishmar was serving in the Beis HaMikdash. V'ayolavim ha'yoyim Shira. The Levim was saying Shira. V'ayim de Malduchanim, standing on the platform where they said the Shira. U'mash Shira ha'yoyim. What Shira were they saying? They were saying the pasuk and telling the Yoshalem as Einam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings to us our bad deeds, Yitzmisim, and he cuts us out. They didn't have the opportunity to say the words Yitzmisim Hashem Lekeinu, which is the second time, Achabah Nochrim V'Kashim, until the guy came and burnt the Beis HaMikdash. And Taisa says, this is usually the Shira of Yom Revi B'Shabbos for Wednesday. And here what happened was, it came out that on a Sunday, they were saying a Shira, which is usually said on Wednesday. This is all Menashemayim to show that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bringing to us. And the Sfasem says, from here we see that the Levim, even though every day they had to sing the Shir of that day, the Levim were not limited to only sing the Shir of that day. Once they sang the Shir of that day, they could sing other Shiras as they saw appropriate. They came to Shinia, and the same thing happened in the Beis HaMikdash. The Sheni was the same day. Nilkat Abetah, we learned in the Mishnah, we explained it already when we learned in the Mishnah, then Tisha B'Av was the day that Abetah was captured, Gemara. Nechush Ha'ir was the day that Yerushalayim was plowed, Tanya. Shchar transparents the Rosh's Ahechel. When transparents the Rosh burnt the Hechel, Nigzer Gezerah Rabbi Gamliel Lahariga. Rabbi Gamliel, they decreed, should be taken to death. Bar Adon Echad. So one non-Jewish officer came, Vamer Beis HaMedrash, and he wanted to give them a signal that this was happening. Vamer Balach Choytem Mispakish, Balach Choytem Mismakish. The one with the nose. So I saw the Ben Yoyada gives four pshotim and Balach Choytem. One pshat is that Rabbi Gamliel had a big nose. Another pshat is that on the face, the most prominent feature on one's face is one's nose. Rabbi Gamliel was the most prominent person in Klal Yisrael. Another pshat that he says, you know, Rashi says that all of Klal Yisrael is k'ish echad b'lev echad. We're all part of one body. But in a body, there are different parts to the body. There's some parts that are more vital to our existence, and there's some parts that are less vital. The nose certainly is one of the most vital organs. That's how we breathe. Reb Gamliel's position in Klal Yisrael is like the nose. He's the most vital organ. He's the most vital part of Klal Yisrael. A fourth pshat, he says, is when one enters a room, what's the first part of his body that enters a room? His nose, because his nose sticks out. What he was saying was that even though they're starting with the nose, they're starting this decree against Reb Gamliel, Klal Yisrael should know it's starting with Reb Gamliel, but ultimately they intend to get all of us. Shem Reb Gamliel, so Gamliel heard this message. Ozel Tosh Benayu, so he went and hid. Ozel Gabei Betzina, and this officer went secretly to Reb Gamliel. Amalei, and he asked him, Imat Sinalach, if I save you, Maisis Li La'amad Asi, will you take, promise me Olam Haba? Amalei Hen, yes. Amalei Shtabali, swear to me. Shtabali, he swore to him. Solikaligr, so the officer went up to the roof, Nophilimus, and he committed suicide. The Gemiri, and we have, and they had a rule. The Chigaz Exertif, they make a decree, Umis Chad Minayu, and one of the people who made the decree passes away, Mavatal Exertayu, the decree becomes abolished. Why? The Farshim explain. If they make a decree, and one of the people who make the decree dies, they take that as a sign that they shouldn't have made the decree. Why did the person die? So this, when this officer who was part of the committee that made the decree died, they took that as a sign that they should abolish the decree. Yotze Baskova Amra, Odin Zem Zum El Chai Olam Haba. This officer is going straight to Olam Haba. So Mefarshim will ask, this officer was a guy. He obviously wasn't acting appropriately his whole life. So he did something good at the end of his life. So that's how he gets to Olam Haba. So Mefarshim say, here we see that a person could get Olam Haba by saving a tzaddik. Because when the neshama of a tzaddik goes up to Olam Haba, he schleps along all the other neshamas that he feels should come along with him. Tan Rabban, Mishachar Beis HaMidrash Brishana, when the Beis HaMidrash was about to be destroyed, Niskapsu Kitos Kitos Shaprachikuna, the young Kahanim gathered together, Umaftaychas HaHechel B'yodim, they were holding the keys of the Beis HaMidrash, V'olul Gag HaHechel, they went to the roof, V'amul Fon Ribadish Shloilim, they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ha'ayav Lai Zechino Liyos Gizborim Nemanim, obviously we didn't do our job properly, that you're destroying the Beis HaMikdash, we're giving back the keys. The Zokim Klapim Malah, they threw up the keys to Shemayim. The Yotzakayim Pisis Yad, a hand, so to speak, came out, the Kibbul Samahen, and took it from them. So Farshim explained what they were saying, because there's a fundamental question here. How could they commit suicide? What they were saying was, we were given a job. Our job was to protect the Beis HaMikdash. That's why we have the keys. We obviously didn't do our job properly. And since we're concerned that the Goyim will come and abuse us and not allow us to protect the Beis HaMikdash, our goal in life, our job in life, is to protect the Beis HaMikdash. And we can't do our job properly, then we need no life. Others say what they were doing was they were proclaiming that here there was a terrible Chil Hashem about to occur, that the Beis HaMikdash was to be destroyed. They were saying nobody should make the mistake of believing that a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have power. Look at his power. He could take back his keys from Shemayim. It's our fault that the Beis HaMikdash is being destroyed. Valeim Koinin Yishayah Navi, regarding these Kahanim Yishayah Navi cries, Masagei Chazoyim. He sees this vision. Maluch HaEifa Kielisach Kulach Lagagos, that you have gone up to the roof. Chuas Malei Ir Hamiyah. This was once a city, there was a bustling city. Kirya Aliza, a joyful city. Chalayach, the people who died, Loi Chalalei Cherev, didn't die because they were killed by a sword, Loi Mas Mechama, or because they died in battle. Rather, they died because they committed suicide for Kvod Shemayim. Afa Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Mekarke Kor V'Shoy Al Har, Kodesh Baruch Hu cries out for the death of these Kohanim. I saw a beautiful pshat from the Pnei Menachem. We say, every Yontif, by Musaf, we say, Bnei Chatoenu, Nishtalcha, because of our Averis, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and we're in Golis. And what do we say? Bnei Hayad, Shnishtalcha B'Mikdashecha. Says the Pnei Menachem, what's Bnei Hayad? Where's the hand? Bnei Hayad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand that stuck out to take back the keys, Shnishtalcha B'Mikdashecha, that's when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. That's what we refer to when we say Bnei Chatoenu, the Musaf on Tefillah. We learned in the Mishnah Mishnechnas, Av, Mematim B'Simcha. Om Rabbi Yehuda B'Reder, Shmu B'Shelos, B'Shmei D'Rav. Kshem Shem Shnechnas Av, Mematim B'Simcha, just like when Av comes, we have less Simcha. Kach Mishnechnas Odor, Marbe B'Simcha. When Odor comes, we increase Simcha. Om Rapapa, Hilkach. Therefore, Ba Yisrael, the Islay Dini, Badi Nochri. If a Jew has to go to court with a Goy, L'shtam M'nei B'Av, he should avoid going in Av, Derei Mazli. It's a month of bad mazel. The limb say nafshi be'adar, he should try to go in Adar the bari mazli. And the Paiskum say, l'chatchili, he should try to avoid going all of Av, but he certainly should try to avoid going before Tisha B'Av. If he can't avoid Av, he should try to go after Tisha B'Av. And the same, the Shar Mitzvah Balacha says, since we say Adar is a month of good mazel, the Shar Mitzvah Balacha says there's a minig by a lot of people, I think even the Shulchan Aruch brings it down, that we shouldn't get married at the end of the month when there's a small moon. It says that Shar Mitzvah Balacha, in Adar, you could get married the whole month. Since we just learned that Adar is a month of Mishnechnas Adar, Marvin B'Simcha, so there's no problem of Soif Chodesh in getting married in Adar. I got married Sof Chodesh Adar. The Mefarshim discussed this Gemara at length. So one question that the Rav Shlomo Alfandry, the Sab Kedisha, asks is that one of the things that we know the Torah says is Lo Sa'anenu. Part of our religion is that we shouldn't say that this day is a good day or that day is a bad day. It's superstition. Here we're saying these days are good days, these days are bad days. Isn't that contradictory to what we hold? So, I saw from the Tashbatz says, if we say that this day is a good day, that day is a bad day because of superstition, it's inappropriate. Here we're not saying it's a good day, a bad day because of a superstition. There's a reason for it. That's not called Lois Oinonu. Chasim Sofer says, and basically it's really a ritva, that since there's so many bad things that happen on these days, it's not anymore a superstition. There's just proof that these days are bad days. The Mefarshim discuss at length this lashon k'shem shemishnichnas av mematim b'simcha kach mishnichnas odem marbim b'simcha. So they say k'shem. What's the same? So they say pshat is, it's tomorrow we're going to learn tomorrow mitzvah k'shem. The person who's mekayim the mishnichnas av mematim b'simcha, he's careful in av not to have simcha. Kach that person, because the Gemara says kol masabel yushlayim. Whoever holds a veil in Shlaim, Zoycha v'roi b'simchasai, will see the Simcha. Kach, that person who was Baveilus on Yerushalayim, he will be b'simcha in Adar. Rashi says that why are we b'simcha in Adar? Because in Adar we have Purim and Pesach. Pesach coming up right after Nisan. So Mefarshim say, why do we have to come into Pesach? We have Purim for itself. So Mefarshim explain, if it was only because of Purim, we have Kislev, we have Hanukkah. We have Nisan, we have Pesach. What makes Adar unique is that we're starting Zman Simcha. One Yontif after another, we go from Purim into Pesach. That's what makes Adar unique. Others say, Change Shemenechnas Av, Mimat Mesimcha. How does it go with Av? We start with Rish Chodesh Av, and then it gets consistently worse until Tisha B'Av. The same thing with Purim. Adar, we start with Rish Chodesh Adar, and we build up the Simcha until we come to Purim, which is the height of our Simcha. And in fact, the Mefarshim asked, the beginning of Adar wasn't such a good month. The beginning of Adar was pretty sad. The beginning of Adar, it says, is that's when Klal Yisrael had a fast, Tainus Esther. So what do we say? Mishenichnas Adar, Marbim B'Simcha. So I saw a very beautiful pshat. It says a pasuk in Tehillim. V'yar b'tzalohem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw when we were in Tzaris, b'shama esri nosam, he heard our song. So Mefarshim ask, when we're in Tzaris, we don't sing. When we're in Tzaris, we daven. When we're in Tzaris, we cry out. Rinosam means to sing. So the Mefarshim answer, that if a tzara happens to a Jew, and he uses that tzara as a way to go and avoid this Hashem, that's something to sing about. What happened with the tzaras by Klal Yisrael, by Purim? It brought them to do tshuva. B'shamas rinosam! That's a song that you use your tzaras to make yourself do tshuva. And that's why Mishenechnas Adar, even though the beginning of Adar was a time of tzara, it really was simcha, because it brought us to do tshuva. The Sasemis explains, Mishenechnas Adar, Marbim B'Simcha, Mishenechnas Av, Mematim B'Simcha, because in Adar is a time where we bring more kabbonis. Adar was the month that they called out for the Shkolim, we learned Masech the Shkolim, and then we have the Karban Pesach in Nisan, so that's a reason for Simcha. And Av was a time when we lost the opportunity to bring kabbonis, because the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, as we learned earlier. It's interesting. We look in Shulchan Aruch, the halacha of Mishenechnas Av, Mematim B'Simcha, is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The halacha of Mishenechnas Adar, Mabim B'Simcha, is not brought in Shulchan Aruch. The Nisei Kalim bring it, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it. So Mefarshim asks why. So the Michas Elazar and the Nemukach Arachayim explains it this way. He says, Taisa says, Mishenechnas Av Mematim B'Simcha. So there's a Taisa that says, what is Mematim B'Simcha? How much? What's the shear? How much do you have to be Mematim? So Taisa says it must be that you have to be totally absolved of Simcha. Because if there was a shear, the Gemara should have said, to what degree? Half? Three quarters? If it says Mematim B'Simcha and it doesn't give a shear, then, so that's why we're Mematim B'Simcha. But it is, there's certain halachas, what you do and what you don't do. Like we said, don't go to court, don't wash, don't take haircut. We'll learn the halachas. Mishenechnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha, it's supposed to pervade every area of our life. Because Simcha is really supposed to pervade everywhere of our life. So Mishenechnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Because there's certain halachas you do that show Mematim B'Simcha. On the other hand, Mishenechnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha, it's not this you do because of Simcha, or that you do B'Simcha. Everything you do B'Simcha. So it doesn't bring down because there's nothing special. Everything should be B'Simcha. Although I did see from the Paparuv, Mishenechnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha, what is Marbim B'Simcha? You should learn more Torah. Pasuk says, B'kudei Hashem Yisharim M'sam Chelev. Torah is considered M'sam Chelev. It's Mishenechnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. What's the simcha? What's the biggest simcha that a Jew could have? Learning Torah. Continues the Gemara. Los Islam, the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Los Islam akasotiv, to give them a good end and hope. Omer of Yehuda Breder, Shmuba Shalis, Mishmei the Rav, Elu the Kol Megalei Plishtim. Klaiso went to Golis in Bavel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when he sends us to Golis, is very compassionate. Bavel is an area that has a lot of date trees, so they have to eat dates. And has a lot of linen, so they always have clothing, even when they're in Golis. The pasuk says, when Yaakov entered the room of Yitzchak to get the brachas, he said, so Yitzchak says, "V'yomer rei reich b'ni, kereich soda asher berachai Hashem." You smell like the soda. Amar Yehuda b'rei d'shmul b'sheilus mishmei d'rav, kereich soda shetapuchim. He smelled like apples. So Taisa says, what does apples mean? Apples mean an esrog tree. So the Mashah explains why. So Mashah says that we know that Rashi says that Yaakov had to disguise himself when he entered Yitzchak's room. What he put on? He put on the garments of Nimrod. Where did Nimrod get these garments? He stole them from other Marishan. The Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin says that Gan Eden had esrog trees. So that's why he smelled like an esrog from other Marishan's clothing. because the Gemara calls the Esrik Tapuach. Then I saw another pshat. Why Dafkan Esrig? So I saw two beautiful pshatim. One pshat is that the Esrig we learned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally told all trees should be tam eitzoyu period shava. The trunk of the tree and the fruit should taste the same. All the trees disobeyed. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu cursed the ground. Which was the only tree that paid attention? The Esrig tree. It was tam eitzoyu period shava. Hashem, the Esrik tree is worthy of a bracha because it's the only one that listened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then I saw a beautiful pshat from the Satmar Rebbe. He says like this, the Gemara says, Klal Yisrael, Gemara Masechta the Shabbos Tapeches, Klal Yisrael is Nimshel HaTapuach. Klal Yisrael is compared to a tapuach, and then Tosfos says also, what's a tapuach in Esrik? What's unique about a tapuach? Because the Gemara says, the Klal Yisrael was an amapaziza. They were very hasty. They said nasa and then nishma. So Gemara says, the Klal Yisrael is compared to a tapuach, an esrig. Ma tapuach, just like the esrig, period, koydim la'alef. Most trees, the leaves come out, and then the fruit. Esrig, the fruit comes out, and then the leaf. So too, Klal Yisrael said nasa and then nishma. What happened here between Yitzchak and Yaakov? Yitzchak said to Yaakov, you came too early. I didn't call you yet. I called Esav. I didn't call yet you. What did Yaakov respond? I'm from Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael is like an Esrig. We jump ahead. We come Tiryai Kaidim Leitzov. That's why I came even before I was invited. Continues the Gemara. Shabbos Shechal Tishbav Liyas B'toychai. The week of Tishbav, Asurin L'sap L'kapis, you're not allowed to take a haircut, you're not allowed to do laundry. Amr Rav Nachman, says Rav Nachman regarding laundry, Loi Shana L'kavis L'lubash. It's only usher to do laundry and put on the freshly laundered garments. Av L'kavis L'niach, to do laundry and put it away for after Tisha B'Av, mutter. Rav Sheshis Amr, I feel L'kavis L'niach usher. Even to do laundry to put it away for after Tisha B'Av is usher. Amr Rav Sheshis, says Rav Sheshis, Teda, I'll prove to you that Rav Sheshis position is correct, that to do laundry to put away is asr. The batli katsri the beirav. The launderers in Rav's home didn't do laundry during the 9 days or during the week of Tisha B'Av. Why are people who do laundry called katsri? So Rashi and Tosfos says katsri means to make short. When people did laundry, we know about it nowadays sometimes also, the garments shrink. The Mefarshim say, from here we see that they weren't definitely Jews. And that's why the halacha is that during the 9 days, not only are we not allowed to do laundry, we're not allowed to even take our garments to non-Jewish cleaners to clean it for us, and we're not even allowed to take it to them to clean that they should be ready after 9 days. If you have garments that you need clean after 9 days, you have to make sure, according to our minig, Ashkenaz minig, to give it in before Rosh Chodesh Tishav, Rosh Chodesh Av, and according to Sfardish minig, before Shavuot Shechal, by the week of Tishav. Masrav Hamnuna asks Rav Hamnuna, we learned in our Mishnah, B'chamishi Mutarim, Mnei Kvod Shabbos. On Thursday, if Tisha B'Av comes on a Friday, we're allowed to do laundry on Friday, so we should have freshly laundered clothing on Shabbos. Lamai. What does the Mishnah mean? Asked the Gemara. Ilaim l'kabbos l'lovosh, that you're allowed to do laundry and put on the newly laundered clothing on Thursday. Asked the Gemara, Mnei Kvod Shabbos Sikah. There's no Kvod Shabbos. It's not your Shabbos. El Alaniach. It must mean that the Mishnah is teaching us that when Tisha B'Av is on Friday, we're allowed to do laundry on Thursday in order that we should have the freshly laundered clothing for Shabbos. And what is the Mishnah teaching us? Only when Tisha B'Av is on Friday, under these circumstances, are we allowed to do laundry in order to put it away. Avo Shabbos Kuloi, under normal circumstances, during the week of Tisha B'Av, we're not allowed to do laundry to put it away. So we see that you're not allowed to do laundry to put away different than Rav Nachman. Lo'il answered the Gemara, what the Mishnah means is Lo'il Mulkabis Lulbash. He's doing laundry and putting on the new clothing. But he only has this garment. As the Sfas Emes explains, Tisha B'Av is on Friday. So certainly to do laundry in Tisha B'Av is highly inappropriate. This person only has one garment, so we allow him to do the laundry on Thursday, Erev Tisha B'Av, and wear it, so he should have a freshly laundered beged for Shabbos, because he has no other garment.
Dar Rav Asi Amar Rav Yochanan. As we see, Rav Asi Amar Rav Yochanan says, Misha Enlai Chalak Echad. Normally a Chol HaMoed, not allowed to do laundry. But let's say somebody only has one garment, Mutal Chaps B'Chol HaMoed. He's allowed to wash it during Chol HaMoed, because it's the only garment he has. Says Tosfos, that halacha only applied in those times where it was obvious when somebody only had one garment. But nowadays it's not obvious, and it may not be mutter. But I saw two interesting piske halacha. One is from Deli Rabba. Let's say a person has a wardrobe, but he uses up everything he wore, and it's the middle of the 9 days. And he used up everything he has is dirty. So he falls into the category of Mish Enlai El Chaluk Echad. He has nothing else to wear, and he's allowed to wash what he needs for the remainder of nine days, even though during the 9 days normally you're not allowed to do laundry. Another interesting psak I saw from Rav Moshe. Let's say somebody has Baruch Hashem enough clothing to last them for the 9 days, but he's going on a business trip, or he's going during the 9 days, and what's the din, asks Rav Moshe. Should he schlep along enough clothing to where he's going? They shouldn't have to do laundry all 9 days. Or should he take enough clothing, and if he runs out of clothing, then he could do laundry? So Rav Moshe says that he could take along only what he wants. He doesn't want to have to schlep a lot of clothing. It's difficult to schlep clothing. He could take only as much as he wants, and if then it turns out that in the middle of the 9 days he runs out of clothing and it turns out that he has to do laundry, it's mutter. There are paiskim that disagree with Rav Moshe, but that's Rav Moshe's psak. Also, paiskim say, the Mishnah Berurah clearly says, when it comes to do laundry for children's garments, particularly diapers or other items, we're allowed to do it. But the Mishnah Berurah says it should be done b'tzinah. That means if a person has to do laundry, he should use his dryer. He shouldn't hang out the clothing on a clothesline. And most paiskim are also makel regarding doing laundry or putting on fresh undergarments. Itmanami. Amar Rabbi Yamin, Amar Rabbi Lozor. Loi shana l'chabas l'lbash. We're only allowed to not do laundry, to put on freshly worn garments. Avol l'niach, to do laundry, to put away for after Tisha B'Av, mutter. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei, it says in Hebraisa, os l'chabas l'fnei Tisha B'Av, one is not allowed to do laundry before Tisha B'Av, afil l'niach, even in order to use it after Tisha B'Av. So here we clearly see that Rav Nachman's position is refuted. Here it says clearly that during the 9 days we're not allowed to do laundry, even if the whole purpose of doing laundry is for after Tisha B'Av. The Giyut Shalanu, continues the Braisa, our Giyuts, which is a higher level of laundry, they used to use soap, or they used to do some sort of pressing, Kikibash Lahen, our Giyuts in Bavel, where the water was dirty, is only like their kibbutz, which is the lower level. The klikista and linen garments, ain't b'mishum giyutz. There is no concept of giyutz at all on them. They're not able to become perfectly clean. But as we said to Yufta, the position that we're allowed to do laundry during 9 days, in order to put away for after 9 days, is clearly refuted. Sholach Rav Yitzchak ben Gyuri, Mishmeid Rav Yoichet, Abish Amru, even though they said, Klipishtin, Eimam Shem Giyutz, even though we said that there's no ability to do Giyutz on Klipishtin, I've also loved Shem B'Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Liz B'Taychai. We're not allowed to put on even Klipishtin, that we couldn't do Giyutz, we only could do Kibbutz, to put on those newly launded Klipishtin during the 9 days is also. So the way most Rishonim explain this Gemara is that Klipishtin, which can never really be laundered properly, even though they can't be laundered properly, we're not allowed to put on freshly laundered klipishtan during the 9 days, but we are allowed to, according to this Gemara, wash them during the 9 days for putting away for putting on after the nine days. However, the Rishonim say, and this is the way it's the paskind in Shulchan Aruch, that this was limited strictly to Bavel. Because Bavel had very murky water. So they never really could clean anything 100% properly. So given that the water in Bavel was murky, coupled with the fact that Klipishtin can never really get really laundered, so the Gemara is allowing us to wash them during the 9 days for after the 9 days. But that doesn't apply to our laundry, that we have clean water, and therefore the halach is that no laundry, besides the exceptions that we spoke about earlier, may be done during the 9 days.